Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Edition Zolak and Bertrand.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Friday.
Hell yeah. I got so excited today. I woke up at 5:45.
For what?
I don't know.
What'd you do with yourself?
Just sat there, looked outside. Sun was out. Yesterday was a disaster of a day from the rain standpoint.
It was beautiful for your grass. Poured. Don't bitch about that rain.
Out there, went to water to flyers, threw some extra chemicals in the pool, getting it all fired up.
That's nice.
Yeah, hey, turned a robot on.
Don't complain about that rain yesterday. You're going to appreciate that by the end of next week.
Yeah. You're going to need it.
What percentage of the reports in the NBA did you keep up with between the end of yesterday's show and now?
Everything.
Bull crap.
No, I did.
I don't believe you.
All you got to do is follow Jimmy on Twitter.
I disagree.
Nope, Jimmy on Twitter.
There's no possible way you could have kept up with this.
Not everything.
I don't think I've caught every item. I don't think it's possible.
Whoever the 69 people that I follow that are tied in and have the little rumors, and Jimmy's a big part of that, Jimmy Stewart. But, yeah, I sit there and read Twitter all day. Look at this one. Ooh.
Sit on your couch and read Twitter.
Jason Tatum is not part of it. Bull crap. If Danny can pull something off, anybody's part of it.
See, I don't believe that.
Really?
You believe that? You think he's going to flip Tatum and all of a sudden be willing to trade him?
I mean, if he's in on like a guy like Anthony Davis, maybe.
Again, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Kawhi Leonard. Why do we have to keep doing this?
I don't know
where we're going in circles on this topic.
Right.
I don't know what Danny Ainge thinks of Jason Tatum.
Yeah?
But I know this.
It's pretty good.
What do you know?
1 year.
Yeah.
You know? Everyone's like, oh, that's the be-all, end-all. That's it. You can't, discuss anything.
Around here, he's a Hall of Famer.
And I think he's going to be really good. Everybody thinks he's going to be really good. It's 1 year. Yeah. We're basing this on 1 year. So I think for anyone to
two other guys finished ahead of him in Rookie of the Year.
To completely dismiss the notion that he could be a part of some kind of a trade package for a legit top five player.
Yeah. Anthony Davis.
Okay, but you're talking about a top five player with some term or a guy who's going to be here. You're not talking about a 1 year rental of Kawhi Leonard for that.
I understand.
I said that anything could change if you have commitments from players. I doubt they're going to have them.
No.
Not in this day and age.
No, the NBA.
What the hell is Paul George doing throwing a Celtics name out there? Like, everybody's in now. Everybody wants to come to Boston. Like, my God. Who's not in? Who don't you have a chance at? I think realistically, the only guy you don't have a 10% chance at is LeBron James. LeBron ain't coming here.
All right, Zach Lowe had this item yesterday. One line in his story as he tries to figure out LeBron, Paul George, and everything that's happening in the NBA. He says, Boston, for what it's worth, is confident it can retain Kyrie Irving next summer despite persistent rumblings he might consider one of the New York teams per league sources. Mm-hmm. That's like a double whammy report there. Rumblings. Now, we read you the story from the New York Post the other day when he sat down and had a freaking round table pushing Uncle Drew to the New York basketball media. And he seemed pretty cozy with those guys and pretty comfortable talking about it being home and talking about the recruitment of the Knicks. One of the New York teams? He's going to consider all of the New York teams? What's he going to think about going to Brooklyn? What is this? When did that become a thing?
It's New York, technically.
Well, the Knicks thing was obvious, but this, now we have to say
New
York
teams? You don't like the Brooklyn Knights? You don't like the logo? The Knights?
I feel like that's sort of buried in there. Oh, by the way, he's going to consider the New York teams with an S on the end.
Maybe he's considering the Islanders. You never know. You say,
You guys lose Tavares, I'm going to sign
him. Tavares saying, hey, he's in. I can play a little hockey.
But Boston, for what it's worth, is confident. What does that mean? so they think he's going to stay? So that means he's staying?
We need to start throwing crap out there too. It's just like all these guys are like throwing the same stuff out and rewording it. Well, Boston is concerned though about non-committal and the future. No kidding. Thank you.
Well, I would hope they have some level of confidence in keeping the guy. That's great. I don't think that's a newsflash. It's now a newsflash that he's going to consider more than one New York team. That there are rumblings that he's going to look at multiple teams in New York. Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Now you know that that has been discussed or there's league rumblings about that. Maybe more so than just the basic speculation. So we learned yesterday between 2 p.m. yesterday, 10 a.m. today, Tatum, as we've already sort of alluded to, Tatum is San Antonio's target. What was your response when you saw that yesterday?
No, thank you.
Yeah, target him all you want.
Yeah, no, thank you.
You can't have him.
Right.
No.
I'm with you on the Tatum. So I understand. He's probably untouchable. But I think Anthony Davis would be the only one in play where Jason Tatum may come back on the table. Not that he was ever on it.
You know what Tatum is, Hardy? He's like a scratch ticket that you know you've won, but you don't know how much.
The ace in the hole, man.
Someone hands it to you and says, this is a winner. You're going to do well on it. Well, does that mean $1,000 or does that mean $1 million? What are we talking about?
It's like
here?
That game show,
well,
Hardy.
I know that you'll be pleased no matter what.
What's that game show?
Right? You win $1,000 today, you'll be happy with it.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
You
in
win
game
a million,
show?
Yeah, then you'll be much happier with it.
You can walk away right now with $2 million, or you can let it all ride and try for 10. I mean, what are you gonna do?
He could
But either way, you're walking away with the $2 million.
Either way, oh no. You can walk away with nothing if you risk it.
And even if it's as a trade piece, he's a highly valued player right now by a lot of people after 1 year. So,
say the old word. Say it. Say it.
No, no, I'm not going to say that. No.
Dear old face.
No.
Oh,
I will not say that.
Overrated.
You're saying overrated.
I don't want to say
not at
it.
All.
You're saying overrated.
I do not want to say overrated.
I think he's kind of calling him overrated.
Kind of what he did for a segment.
It. When somebody has like a breakout game, when we see somebody have like a great year in any other sport, right? In the NFL,
yeah.
Or whether whether it's a pitcher or something, it's always tempered with the expectation. Okay, let's see what's going to happen next. We did it with Jimmy Garoppolo. We've done it with hitters. We've done it with pitchers. Why is it that basketball players are automatically anointed a top player in the league after they have a good season, or in Jason Tatum's case, a good three quarters of a season? He came in, he got up to speed as a rookie, and then he played really well. And that's it? It's decided? It's done? He's anointed? I mean, I think he's going to be good. But for anyone to like say like after that 1 year that he... Oh, he's it, though. Anybody, you could trade
LeBron
for anybody.
LeBron said he's badass, though.
And followed him on the Instagram or whatever. Yeah,
better watch out.
That means
got LeBron's backing now. Now it's really going
to
get crazy.
LeBron is going to cozy up to anyone and everyone in this league over the next 5 years because he knows he could end up playing with anyone and or everyone at some point over his last stretch of teams and last stretch of years in the NBA. He's not going to alienate anybody. He's not going to make it. He is out to make friends with everybody at every conceivable turn because he knows that that guy could be his teammate on his next or second to next or last team. How many teams do you think LeBron will play for here in the final? What do you think he's got left? 5 more years? Is that a legitimate guess?
It's fair.
How many teams do you think he'll play for?
2.
At least.
Minimum
2 more teams.
That's what it feels like to me.
So he's making friends with everybody.
617-779-0985. That and something we discussed yesterday as a possibility, and by the end of the day, there was a report saying it was true. That is the 76ers in on Kawhi and what that could mean for your Boston Celtics. And, of course, your calls on this Friday. We'll get to the Red Sox a little later on, and a Patriots item or two as well. All of this today on Zolak and Bertrand.
Zoe and Beetle, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
What's going on?
Zolak and Bertrand continues.
Hey!
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Okay, where are we going?
Really? I couldn't tell by your tweet this morning.
What's going on at Walston Beach today? Selling popsicles?
Yeah.
Look at you coming down the road. You think Jim Wolf eats like Tom Brady? I'd say no.
Oh, I see what you did there.
You.
Well, you know, you got to believe in that TB12 diet plan. There's a lot of tossed salad. That's a big part of the.
Is there poo?
That's a big part
is there
of
carbs.
The,
carbs and poo.
See, mine was much more subtle. Yours is
right there. Yours like, get in my car. See? Get out of the dreams, get in the car. This is a good video. Back in the day. Original.
That's him driving in a car.
Brady probably should not have answered anything on that Instagram post by Barstool Sports.
Rob Gronkowski is now responding to it.
That's two responses by Brady to Barstool or to Portnoy in the last, what, 2 days?
Which is what, for you, too many?
No, it's just him trying to be like, oh,
the cool kids.
I'm going to be with the, I'll endear myself to the 20-something.
This is what old people do.
The comment that he was responding to was that it's hashtag hippo mode season as well. Can't forget that. And he responded, yep. But the fact is, he was still responding to an Instagram post that had the particular season that you've been discussing. So.
Yes.
Which season is that?
It's hippo season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we can get back
the
to
one hippo is having a tough time getting out
it
of the water.
It was a salacious
and the other one was
post.
Pushing them along.
Why? By the way, I mean, this is another discussion entirely, but why has that become a phenomenon? Who set that trend?
I don't know. It's creepy.
What? Because I feel...
What trend are you talking about?
The season trend. The seasonal that's trend. Discussed that's, in the hippo post.
That's taking a life. You know, it's taking on a new life.
I didn't know that it was trending. Are people talking about it?
The bad breath season.
Are people talking about it?
Really bad breath.
Is that a thing?
It says, in this story I'm reading, it says, sure, Tom Brady has never publicly addressed the growing phenomenon of eating blank.
Oh, come on.
But some things are better left unsaid. That's what I'm like. It is a phenomenon. I've seen this hashtag before.
I'm sorry. What article are you reading from right now? Was this in the Wall Street Journal? Is this New York Times?
BET.com.
Okay.
Black Entertainment?
Yeah.
Wow.
Play website.
How about that?
They're calling it a phenomenon. Just you know, put the
Tom, we have any songs for that stuff?
Put that hashtag in, see what you get. Or don't if you're at work. You know, I don't know. Yesterday after the show, though, what did we say yesterday? Look out for Philadelphia in this.
We were early on the Philly.
Yeah, we
stuff.
Nailed that take.
Good take on Philly.
Don't count out Philadelphia in all of this.
And boom.
Sources, Sixers building trade packages for Kawhi Leonard, and it mentions the players that they're discussing and all this, and I'm telling you, that's the only team you've got to worry about here.
Yeah, you don't worry about L.A. Everybody's freaking out about the Los Angeles freaking Lakers. Who gives them a bleep? Let them go there. Let them beat each other up out west. You never have to face them. Hopefully they'll beat Golden State. Let them assemble super team out there. What are you worried about that for? You got to compete the Lakers. Got to drive. Who cares? Watch out for Philly.
Jeff is in Nashville. Hey, Jeff.
All right, no pleasantries. Zoe, starting five next year for the Celtics. Go.
Kyrie Irving, Jason Tatum, Gordon Hayward, Al Horford. I'm going to go with Jalen Brown.
All right, Hardy. You
ain't doing anything.
Yeah, same
Hardy,
thing.
Go.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. It's starting five is. Who they have there today and who's going to be healthy, that's where they're going.
I'm
going
to go with LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard,
Paul George.
Larry Bird. Larry Bird.
Let me think who would still be here. Baines.
It's just like eight players that suck and make 200 grand each.
Yabusele.
Tice. They love Tice.
All
man.
White dudes,
they
no one
love
wants.
Tice.
The point was, do you think they're going to get any of these guys this offseason, or is it just going to be...
Really
straightforward, and next year, you know, you try to get a free agent when these guys are free agents.
Here's what I think. I think that when we do this, if you would ask me a year ago, do you think they're going to get, you know, they're going to get Gordon Hayward? I said probably not, but hey, it's fun because I think they got a chance, but probably not. Do you think they'll do a trade for Kyrie? I'd love to see it, but yeah, probably not. I mean, those are the things we would have said. You never know.
Right.
You never know with this league.
All right, Jeff.
It's the only league where you can talk about the most ridiculous trades, right? Baseball for years in this town. Call talk radio and suggest the most absurd baseball trades. And, of course, it never happens. In this league, you can suggest the most absurd trades with the biggest names, and they happen.
Yeah.
And the trades actually happen.
I wonder if you ever get an Alex Rodriguez, it could be part of a Maglio or Ordonez deal somewhere down the road with Manny.
Do you know how the Patriots, anytime there's a player elsewhere who gets cut or is unhappy, it's like, oh, maybe
go
the Patriots. Go get him. Patriots, go get him.
Jadavion
with
Clowney.
The Celtics. Kyrie's unhappy in Cleveland. Go get him.
Okay.
And then it happens.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, wow.
This is
happened.
Why we talk about it, because you know that you have a GM that doesn't really live in what's real right now. He likes to live in fantasy land.
We've
he
had
likes
a surprise.
To try to make fantasy land
We've
happen.
Had a surprise in each of the last two
Be thankful for that.
Al Horford was a surprise.
Yes.
That was, to me, unexpected. I didn't think they would land
then
him.
Then he ruined the Kevin Durant stuff by showing Kelly Olynyk like Rocky Dennis. Why? What's the bait there? Send him home.
So I'm going to stick
Don't
with the trend.
Him.
I'm going to stick with the trend that something surprising will happen. Could be minor, could be major, but I will not be shocked by anything with this team or this league anymore.
I think he's kicking the tires just to F with people, too. That's what Danny's doing. Like, hey, we're there. We're close. I'm going to make him closer. You know I'm crazy enough to do something. But really, to drive the Lakers price up? Nah. You worry about Philly.
I don't think he cares about them. I don't think he cares about the price.
You should worry about LeBron going back to Cleveland to opt out today and still go back because you can do that. And then get a guy like Paul George to go play there. That would be problematic for you next year.
Steve
That'd
is in Saugus. Hey, Steve.
Hey guys. How are you? Beadle, I got a point to bring up with you in a second. But regarding this situation, nothing is going to happen. They're going to keep the same team. You know, Kawhi's not coming here. Stop it. 1 year contract. They're not doing it for any of their good players.
Yeah.
Two, LeBron's probably going to L.A. Stop it. I don't want to hear any more. You know, I'm sick of it. All you hear on the radio, TV, where's LeBron going? Where's Kawhi going? All right, just let it happen. But, Beadle, I got an issue with the Red Sox. Yesterday you said, well, they're not exciting me that much. They're a pretty good team, but they're not excited. What do you mean? They're in first place. They're playing tremendous baseball, and you're saying you're not excited?
No. Not excited. Impressed was the word.
What was the word?
Impressed. I'm not impressed with their now
not impressed. Why?
With their 55 wins.
Yeah, why?
Oh, come on.
Because I'm not
They were going for over 100 win season.
And so are two other teams in the American League, which means it's not exactly unique in a year like this.
I tell you, the talent is less than a lot of these teams. A lot of these teams are awful. You know, there's three good teams, really. But the other side of it is, you're playing great baseball. And you know, Scott Zolak, who's the man of reason. Scott, am I right or wrong?
Oh, yeah, Mr. Baseball, Scott Zolak.
I wouldn't ask me that today. Who's the other guy calls me from, is it Quincy? No.
Who?
The old guy. Calls me for baseball.
Oh, Joe. Joe and Revere.
Joe, my man, Zoe. Gotta call to talk some baseball.
I can tell you this.
Yeah.
The Red Sox have been a much better watch this year than last year. They're a much more enjoyable team this year than they were last year. It's not about excitement.
You should be excited for this weekend. Them versus the Yankees down there. If they get to go down there and do some damage, then you kind of back in.
Wasn't about excitement. Wasn't about buying in. It wasn't about any of those things yesterday. It was about this idea that the number and the pace is this really big deal and signifies something important about this team. And I don't think it does.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like.
I don't think the number is all that meaningful.
Oh my God, there's something historic going on here. No, it doesn't feel that way. They're a good team.
Do you think they're better or worse than they were last year?
I think they're about the same.
No, I think they're slightly better, but I don't think that they are so much better that we can say for sure once they get to the playoffs they're going to have a different story. I don't know that yet.
Yeah.
And the 55 wins now, don't tell me that. That's why I'm not impressed. You know how you will impress me? You will impress me winning a playoff game or winning a playoff series.
Yeah.
That's how I'll be impressed.
Yeah, I mean, you're right, too. I mean, you got a guy that's on pace to hit over 50 home runs. That does make them a little better. So you got a guy that can go yard.
And by the way, I don't need them to win 100 games. I don't care what the number is. So they're on pace for 108. Great. Terrific. You know what I'd rather be more concerned with? That the Yankees don't finish with 108 games.
Right, they're five games behind you.
I don't care what the number is at the end of the year.
Yeah.
They've played great baseball. It's not about that. It's the number, it's the pace that I'm not impressed with. The team is good.
Yeah.
Team's a good team. They were a good team last year. JD Martinez has been fabulous. Such a win. Mookie Betts has been great. Andrew Benintendi made a hell of a catch last night in left field.
The funny thing now,
Betts made a good one that same inning, by the way.
You know, when Price was asked, who'd you vote for the All-Star game? Well, everybody, Joe Kelly.
David Price is still a jackass, and I'm sort of okay with it.
Jim Murray and his wheel of puke.
Okay, Joe Kelly sucked again last night, by the way, in the eighth
All-star.
Inning. Continues to be a freaking disaster on this team. We can get to that as well on this Friday. We're open to all of it. We're open to the Red Sox, Celtics.
And Tom Brady's on vacation
and Tom
again.
Is he?
I guess.
What's he doing on vacation?
I think he's someplace, he said. I think somebody won that argument. Where are we going? Where are we going for vacation? Oh, it ain't Costa Rica.
Oh, you want to? We'll talk about that next. Tom Brady's on vacation. Where did he go? Who's he with? We'll get to it next.
Just because you're at work doesn't mean you have to miss a story. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
You know, Tom had asked, T-Bone's running the show today. Jim's off. What do you think Jim's doing with his time? I bet he's
eating,
sitting at home listening to us.
Nope.
No?
Probably watching Larry Bird.
He's probably cutting his grass or cleaning his pool or, I don't know, doing something while listening to us.
I got his kid working on ground balls.
Keeping an eye on us.
Making love in the afternoon to Laura.
Tom asked me if he wanted Yacht Rock today. I said, if you want to put us to sleep, then go with the Yacht Rock.
Oh, yeah. So sleepy.
Pick it up a little bit.
Yeah. We'll get it. I
think he's done a hell of a nice job so far.
He's done well so far.
Hell of a nice job. Good then, work, Tom.
Yeah. We got some people watching the show here today, huh?
A couple guests.
Scary looking dudes.
You're not gonna address them?
Well, not really.
Because it's 10:38.
It's quiet.
And now almost 10:39.
No listener cares.
I don't think anyone cares.
Right. I care, but like listeners don't care.
Hear that? Beetle doesn't care about you guys.
Sure he does. Or he wouldn't have him in. How about that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hurtful.
When you ordered your dunk, did you want to tell me you want to rock out today?
I did. I said, can I rock out?
Yeah. I said, hey, I want to rock. She's like, I like rock and roll too. She's like, what do you do with that? I said, you got to go to the website.
Duncan. No, I'm not going to make fun. I'm not going to say it. Tom Brady's in Montana.
Yeah, he is.
So who? All right, let's. If I told you this, he's in Montana. You think? Welker. Oh. Is Edelman there?
I don't think so.
Is Edelman there?
Is Pedro around? That was on last night again.
Is Edelman there? Is Gronk there? Who's there is really the question. You know who's there?
Who?
As far as we know, his kids.
Mm.
His kids are there.
But his kids may have been there last time, too. I mean,
that looked like the kids were there in Tom versus Time.
That looked like a bro weekend.
In the 15-minute version we saw of a week-long trip to Montana, I have no idea.
But I think Hardy's right here.
My guess is that, yes, that everybody was there, and Daddy went away to, quote-unquote, work for a few hours each day. And
Daddy was at a guest house where the grass outside the guest house was lined like a football field, where I think Mommy was at the main house with the kids. But you had Kevin Brady, you had Julian, you had Danny. They all had their dune buggies. Remember they went dune buggy and up
yeah,
the hill?
Yeah, dirt bike, the mountain bikes down the hill.
But, see, I thought something was said. I don't know if it, again, going back to what I said the other day, you know, I don't know if they're going out there. See, Gronkowski's
well,
out.
He's there. Tom Brady is there. He posted a picture.
Gronkowski was
with
in
the
LA.
Caption, what the hail, because it's hailing there. They got some sort of storm.
Yep.
And it's the daughter.
Vivian.
Next to, what is that, like a jacuzzi that's covered up? What am I looking at
here? It's like
here?
A plunge pool, something like that.
A plunge pool?
What's a plunge pool?
What plunge pool
is something like you go in swimming, like in one of them little swim pools. And they got the thing.
Wouldn't you just call that a pool?
You don't need the big one.
A pool.
No.
It's not a hot tub. It's a pool.
As opposed to a jogging pool. When you
stay,
I know what he's talking
when you
about.
Stay, when you swim stay at a nice pool. Place, they have options to where you can have rooms.
Do you mean
with
a lap
pools.
Pool?
Sort of, yeah. It could be a lap, a plunge pool.
I mean, again, a lap pool is just a pool.
A plunge pin on your uniform?
A plunge pool is something you just hop right in, you really don't do much else? It's like small.
How deep is a plunge pool?
Right, about 5 feet.
5 feet.
Yeah, I'd go yeah. 5. I mean, why'd
what's your standard width by length of a plunge pool?
Probably go 5 by 10.
The British.
Hello. Oh.
Jesus.
I like
what did
to get
I do?
Wet.
The British definition of a plunge pool is a small, deep swimming pool, typically one filled with cold water and used to refresh or invigorate the body after a sauna.
How about this? Cultured Zoe over here.
Not that.
Hey, you bangers and mash in your plunge pool.
Stay in enough nice places, you'll find
all
plunge
the
pools.
Things that you'd expect.
We had a plunge pool in Greece on our honeymoon. It was awesome, right outside the bedroom.
So it's very European.
You get out, boom. You get in, get out.
I don't hear anyone naked. Using that term around
you're
here.
You're just naked. Nobody around. Nobody sees it. It's
well,
like
you
right
went
there.
To the beach naked in Greece too. You told us.
I did not. We did not. We were going to go naked, and then we saw people from Boston. And that was it. Thank God we didn't.
But nobody knew who you were then.
We didn't think so, but then somebody did.
Oh,
imagine that.
All right.
Paradise Beach.
Mm. So Brady's in Montana.
Yeah,
is the long and short.
See, I don't know if he's doing it again with the guys. I think he's out there with the family. I think he's staying consistent with, this offseason has been where he's going to spend time.
Maybe they
with
got
family,
a timeshare.
Would you like some breaking national NBA news?
Yeah,
let's do working. That.
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Joe Vardon, beat reporter for Cleveland.com, Cleveland Plain Dealer, has this. LeBron James' agent informed the Cavs he will not exercise his $35.6 million option and thus will become an unrestricted free agent. Sources tell Cleveland.com, story coming soon. There you go. He opted out. He's left.
Step one.
I did say yesterday, and I stand by this, just because he opts out doesn't mean he can't go back there.
Right.
It just means that this was the deadline, and he was probably going to do it either way.
I think it's part of the process. He had to do it, and if things fall apart and he can't construct it the way he wanted, he has the option to go back to Cleveland. If you're Cleveland, don't come back here. We don't want you. Wouldn't that be great?
I'll tell you what this does mean today, though. Anybody can call him. Anybody can pick up the phone.
Come on, Danny.
Anybody can try and get a meeting with him. Anybody can start their pitch. Put together the PowerPoint presentation, send the power trio of Wick, Danny, and Brad, or is, who suggested that just Brad go? Was that Jim?
It was Jim.
Said just send Brad Stevens, send nobody. I wouldn't do that. I would not do that. I would send the three of them, get a meeting with LeBron, see if you can get him to come here. 2 years. 2 years, that's all you need. That's all you need is 2 years. Hardy, he's not going to finish his career with whoever he goes next.
No.
That's how I feel.
No.
He's not going to finish the career wherever he goes next.
Weren't the rumors like it could be Kyrie could be part of some package? Weren't those rumors flying around a little bit a day ago?
For what?
For, to potentially maybe San Antonio? Who knows? That Kyrie could be part of a package?
Yeah.
So if Danny's already trying to base those calls and get it out there that, ultimately if LeBron's coming here, Kyrie's not going to be here. That's interesting. I don't know.
What you're talking about is a story that went up yesterday, SI, Sports Illustrated, with this one, which is San Antonio has informed teams its preferred target in any Leonard trade is the Celtics' Jason Tatum. Sources say teams have noted this is likely a negotiating tactic. It's widely believed in league circles. Boston is more likely to propose a deal centered around Kyrie Irving and future picks, but based on previous behavior, the Celtics are unlikely to overpay for Leonard. Mm. That's in that report. Again, it's impossible to keep up with all of these. That's Jake Fisher of SI with that one. The other part of that story, Leonard open to playing in Boston and New York.
I love how they base each opinion with sort of a backup with this condition. It's got to happen with this condition. I mean, it's great. I mean, you and I could say the same damn thing, right? I mean, Danny's not going to do anything unless it really makes the team better. And not necessarily for 1 year. He's got to have it. He's got to have word that somebody's going to come here and it's going to be long term. If you're getting one of these top five type players.
So what I wonder is that gets out yesterday. League circles believe Kyrie's involved. Okay. Kyrie could get moved by the Celtics. And then it turns into the Celtics leaking out. We're confident we can get him back. Every intention of ours is to keep him. Sort of to kill that storyline. Because if they're talking about him and they're talking about moving him and they can't move him or they don't move him. They don't want to piss off Kyrie Irving coming back into the building in the fall.
You're already talking about a guy that's got a repaired knee that really didn't choose to come here, that came here on a trade.
Right, that's why I told you a month ago I wouldn't be surprised if they start talking about this guy in deals. He didn't choose you.
Yeah, it's not like
you traded
for
him.
It's not like mentally he's like Isaiah Thomas who's going to be so offended and hurt because you're got so attached to this city. That guy could go anywhere and be happy.
I'll tell you this, though.
Remember, he's a thinker.
Kyrie Irving talked to GQ and gave them the 10 essential things that he cannot live without. Oh. We will hear some of those essential items from Kyrie Irving next.
Zolak, and Bertrand. Middays on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What, is there a problem?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Kyrie Irving, in his own words, essentials for him. We intentionally did not watch this video. T-Bone sent us, I don't know why you sent us a link to it, just to make us aware of it. This is what it read. Don't watch this. I'm just putting this link here. We'll go through them and get your reactions, real reactions to each of the things that he did in this video with GQ. 10 things Kyrie Irving can't live without. We won't get to all 10 of them. So let's go. Just start rolling them. Play them. What do we have?
Well, the first item I can start with, I'll start with my notebook. Good old handy notebook. A lot of notes in here, a lot of ideas. And also, it's I use it as a journal just to jot things down. This is like business slash personal, like business first. So if anyone ever gets this notebook.
Oh, that's where it ended. I thought there was going to be a big dramatic thing. If anyone gets this notebook.
They're dead.
If anyone gets a hold of this notebook, they're going to know that I'm looking at the Knicks and the Nets next offseason. If anyone gets a hold of this notebook, they're going to know that I put off my knee surgery because I was taping Uncle Drew.
Yeah.
If anyone gets a hold of this notebook, they're going to know I went for that sinus surgery so that I could be out on the road promoting Uncle Drew.
I like how he talks. I'm going to lower my
voice. If anyone
reads
this notebook, they're going to know I wasn't on the bench for the last game of the season because I have no emotional investment in this team whatsoever.
Yeah, I'm going to talk real slow.
It's right there in the notebook.
If anyone gets a hold of this notebook, they'll see. Celtics? Hey, at least it's not Cleveland.
Is it like a diary? Is it a diary? He's a diary.
Yeah, it's notes. It's a journal. Keep track of things. Hardy has been carrying something like that recently. He went back to an old school paper book.
It's not a diary.
Track of his appointments.
It's a
and to document things that have happened in his life.
It's a spiral bound calendar, and
pretty
I
much the same thing.
100% recommend it. It's not. No, it's not the same.
And Fowler both have paper books.
I need one of those.
You think it's similar to Malcolm Butler's?
What was Malcolm Butler's? I don't remember.
Do you have a book?
Remember his list, God's Plan?
Oh, the guy, no, yeah, yes.
What, Sandoval?
Yes, there's a vision board. There's a vision board and God's Plan, both in the book. All of those. It's sort of a...
God's Plan, number one was God's Plan.
A mix-up of all those things. Yeah. God's Plan. It's like number one part of God's Plan. God's plan.
God has plan.
It's gotta like, find
it's
God.
Like the,
gotta have a God.
Gotta have God. It's like how to find the best chicken parm sandwich.
Exactly
right?
What it
Number
is.
Number one, you gotta find a good sub shop that makes a good chicken parm sandwich.
Right. That's the key. Key to knowing God's plan is to understand that there's a plan that God has.
More from Kyrie Irving.
My right wrists are my Cartier bracelets. Like I said, I usually probably don't wear any. But GQ, you brought this out of me. This was actually a gift to me from my dad, and I told him how much I love Cartier bracelets, and he gifted it to me around Christmas time. It's subtle, just like my watch, but just has a few nice.
Okay,
I love you, Dad.
Okay, I've heard enough. Heard enough. We got to remember
he talks
something.
Way too much.
This is in GQ, so he has to talk about something that's fashionable or related to his look.
Right.
I'll excuse it. I'll give it to him. It's fine.
Yeah. Can I share with you one thing?
If you had Kyrie Irving money, you'd be into that crap too. You'd be like, this watch.
Do you want to know why? Because GQ themselves said years ago, and this is something I've subscribed to ever since, whenever I've toyed with the notion of maybe even just branching out for a tiny second.
Yeah.
Men's jewelry, here are the rules. One ring, one watch, you're done.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
That is GQ's own rule.
That's true.
For men's jewelry.
It should be. You should have one watch you fashion yourself to.
I can
to.
Tell you that if I had Kyrie Irving money, I would own a collection of Rolexes. I can tell you
that's
that
fine.
I would have a lot.
But he's talking about his bracelets.
Yeah. No, you don't wear bracelets. Dudes don't wear bracelets.
Is that right? Isn't that what he was talking about?
Not cool.
Is he wearing bracelets?
He's wearing a fistful, a wristful of
like
bracelets.
Like bangles. My wife wears.
Yeah, male bangles.
Yeah.
Not like that. Now we need some bangles today, if you don't mind there, T-Bone. Throw that into the playlist.
Can we have In Your Room instead of Walk Like an Egyptian?
I do like that song, In Your Room.
I'll take Hardy's advice on that.
Do you think he uses pomade by Old Spice? Like, he's pretty fashionable.
Why do you keep talking about the pomade?
He doesn't put it in his armpit hair. He puts it in his real head of hair.
More Kyrie.
Right?
Next.
Pomade? More, Tom?
I carry around a toiletry bag until about 3 years ago. My sister was adamant, like, Kyrie, you have to get a toiletry bag. I used to just carry around my essentials just in my book bag, and then it would, like, ruin my book bag.
Okay, that's fine.
Would you ever use the phrase toiletry bag?
Yes. When you're packing, that's your toiletry bag.
I like to use the first
term. I would never
what do you call it?
It's a shave kit to me.
Okay, that's fine.
Yes.
Man purse.
But there's other stuff in there.
Yeah, it's very little.
I don't have a problem with that. I think that's actually a good idea.
Shaving kit.
I think everybody who carries some kind of a satchel around with them, I do.
Alan.
And, you know,
You got a toiletry bag in there?
No, but I've got, like, a toothbrush in there and stuff. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I've got
a lot of that in my car.
Right. But if you're going to walk around with stuff all
big
the time,
console.
You're going to be in and off of, you know, team buses and flights and stuff. I think that makes a lot of sense.
So yeah, a lot of travel involved.
Yeah, keep a tiny travel deodorant in there and, you know, whatever else.
This is sort of boring now.
Condoms.
This is sort of boring. This is kind of a boring guy. Come on, keep going, Kyrie.
I didn't even realize how important this was, but a friend of mine, she was taking off her makeup and she was using Oxyclean. And I was like, well, I mean, why are you using that exactly? And then I realized that, you know, it actually works for me. After a long day or when I'm starting my day, kind of just cleaning my face before I start putting all that lotion on my face.
Some sort of cleansing wipe for the face.
Again.
It was OxyPads. You guys were talking over it.
We didn't talk over it.
Yes, you went. Zoe was 100% talking over it, and I didn't hear what he was talking about.
Okay.
OxyPads? Legit OxyPads?
That's still a thing, huh?
I don't know that that's good for your skin, is it?
And then wasn't that like all alcohol?
I think it's all alcohol based.
If you're going to dry it out and then put some lotion on right away, I think it's okay.
Or just
kind of wipe the grease off and then put some lotion on.
All right. I would think kind of money, you'd be into like something a little more high-end than just OxyTen pads.
You know what I like? When you're on a nice flight.
A little circle. They still sell them in a little circle. You know, the screw top.
If you're fortunate enough to go like on a long flight, they come around with like a tray of like the hot, you know, the towels with a little bit of the OxyTing in it. You know, you put it on your
I'm sorry,
face.
The what?
The ting.
Usually it's menthol?
It's like a menthol. You're like,
it's a little menthol.
Ah! Yeah, we do that. Capella takes three. You want to talk about him? One of the most annoying guys, our producer in away games.
100%.
He'll take three. One for his hands, one for the back of his neck, one for his face. Ah! That felt nice. That feels great. Everybody's asleep, and he's yelling because he's got towels all over
his
face.
This is funny to us.
Sweetheart, could I have three? Three all day.
Another cup of black coffee.
Excuse me.
And more menthol towels. Oh, towels are so
excuse
nice.
Me, dear.
They heat them up perfectly.
That guy is special. I wish our listeners could fully understand.
Oh, boy, does he get his ass
handed. We'll have to come up with a way to do a weekly or even monthly feature with Capello.
We've had him on before. We have him on during training camp. We're the only show that puts him on the air regularly.
Is any good on the air?
Yes, he is. He should be on the air more often.
Yeah, but we need a feature. We got to come up with Capello's.
It cannot get political.
No.
It cannot be able to talk
about
that.
We've almost had tables flipped.
Yeah, no, we can't. It is not allowed to be political in nature at all.
Nope.
Like how to order. How to order in a restaurant with Mark Capello.
You know, dessert. Is social etiquette with Capello is what it should be.
The thickest steak you have, a medium rare, and blue cheese on it. Ladies, like, you like blue cheese crumbled? No, no.
Give me,
I need like a pint of the like white blue cheese sauce.
Give me another Kyrie.
Icebreakers. You never know what you're eating or, you know, just throughout the day when you're going to need it. A quick just, you know, pop up a mint, you know, and just keep your day going. I feel like when I get into certain conversations and you're chewing gum or you have to be on camera like I am now, just popping in the mint and just kind of chewing it and then letting it dissolve rather than having gum and then I get on camera and then like I have to have this indecision, like, do I swallow this gum? Or do I just
stick it on your chair?
Do I just spit it? Like what? And I hate swallowing gum.
Well, then don't do it.
Who does like it? Raise your hand.
Raise your hand if you enjoy swallowing gum. What? His must have sounds like the center console in every car. I'm sorry, it does.
Yeah.
I got my toothbrush, my toiletries, my gum.
My oxy pads.
The notebook.
Face, my lotion.
My lotion.
My Brangle bracelets.
My Brangle?
Bangle.
The Bangle bracelets.
Thank you.
I don't know about that one. 617-779-0985. We'll save the rest for later on this. We'll save all of Kyrie's essentials that he told GQ. Red Sox-Yankees begins this weekend. Couple of Red Sox things that I'd like to get to. We'll do it in 90 seconds.